Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad at least Benita is here, too. Lisa's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's a speaker, an educator. She helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace with her, all her amazing marketing research and support that she provides. The books that she's written on the topic, and she, including the Creative Personal's Guide, Professional's Guide to Money, and her book on Stop Pushing Me Around is all about people who are what's the word I want to use, Elise? I'm missing it.
Introverts.
I couldn't get it out for some reason. Also, the Art of Self-Promotion. She's our good friend. She finishes my sentences. Elise Benin, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be here.
Good to have you back. So, I, like you, I've always been a little troubled by people who said, just follow your passion. Follow your heart. And if, when you want to go into business, just follow your passion. It reminded me of, I remember when I was a kid, that I was much younger, a couple of young people who neither one who had a job wanted to get married. And somebody said, what are you going to eat? What are you going to live on? And it was like they thought they were going to live on love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you follow your passion, if that's what's on your mind, you're probably going to go hungry if you're not careful. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if you'll go hungry, but I definitely have a problem with that concept and that saying, because it just presumes that that's the most important thing and that everything else will take care of itself. And, you know, that only happens very, very rarely. And then those people get held up as the examples or the models to follow. But I really don't think it works.
Well, there's no question that it's important to be, to have something that you're devoted to, that you want to do. And I do believe that if you love what you're doing, that it'll sustain you through the tough times. Because, as you have heard me say before, Elise, and I suspect you've had such times like this. There have been times when you didn't know if you were going to make it or not, and only because you believed in what you were doing, that you toughed it out. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's true, but also I think you can decide, and we have much more latitude about what we love, if you will. I mean, the mm-hmm. example that I often come up against is, because I work with creative professionals, they talk about the creative work, that's what they love is the creative work, but not the business stuff.
Right, not the diaper, I call it the diaper changing stuff.
Exactly. And so if they can get away with it, they just don't pay attention to the business side and they follow their heart. But often it doesn't lead to success, because you really do have to either understand or hire someone to take care of the business side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so my point is, though, that you can learn to love the business side. You can learn to bring your creativity to any aspect of a business, and then make that the thing that you love. And so I feel like this idea of follow your heart, it's too constrained mm-hmm. what your heart means.
Well, and of course, when someone says that, we shouldn't presume that they aren't acknowledging that there are other things you got to do. But it's just that's what they're thinking, that's what they want to talk about right now. I mean, ever since I've been doing my show, I've talked about the two sides of running a business. there's the market side, the customer-facing side, which is the fun part, buying and selling stuff, right? And then there's the operating side, I call it the diaper changing side, which is not the fun side. No business owner, no entrepreneur ever said, I want to go into business so I can make a payroll.
Right.
Nobody ever does that, you know. And so both have to be done, don't they?
Yes, but I am thinking about changing the saying, because I think that what the path that leads to success is if you follow the market, and so something external, not internal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the market will tell you what it needs. It will tell you exactly what words to use to approach them. It will tell you everything you need to know. But if you're too busy following your heart, then you're going to miss it.
Now, my follow-up to that is something you've heard me say before, which I think is the addendum to what you just said. And that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm-hmm. That
right?
too.
And you know, you can, even if the market is telling you something new that you need to be doing, that doesn't mean you have that it's telling you have to abandon the industry that you've been in. It's just telling you that it wants to think of the market wants to think of your industry differently than it used to think of it. And it wants to receive things and you know, differently than before.
And I think, what you know, the time when follow your heart really becomes a problem is when it goes against what the market is doing or how mm-hmm. the market is changing. And that I see happening quite a bit lately.
Give me an example.
Well, I work with a lot of designers, graphic designers, many of whom have not really paid enough attention to learning what they need to know about digital design.
Right.
And internet, and they're focused on print. And not that print is dead, but they're now limiting themselves.
Are they still doing hand drawings, that kind of thing?
Some are.
Yeah.
And again, there is some call for that, but not nearly as much.
Right. I know some people like that too. But again, that comes back to what I said. Nobody's saying you can't be creative anymore. We're just saying that you have to do it differently.
Right. And if you're going to insist on finding the smaller and smaller market for the older skills that you have,
right,
then you have to do the business thing of marketing.
Right. Well said. Hey, I need your website, Elise.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. It's 20 after the hour. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.